Jono said, let's get to Webbo. I haven't heard that. G'day, Andrew Webster.
G'day.
Do you ever get Webbo?
Oh, it's only Brabs when I was writing Brabs.
Brabs.
Webbo. G'day, yeah. Webbo. Just call me anything you want. I've been called far worse than that in my career.
Now, you're saying it's rugby league silly season.
It's silly season. Can you believe the stories of this week? The footy show is being revamped or not, or gone, or Fatty sacked, all of them sacked except for Aaron. New York team that may get a start in the UK Super League in 3 years' time, maybe, and players going for $1 million a pop. And then all this excitement yesterday, the draw.
Yeah.
I've never seen so much excitement around the draw. So,
it's been
quite a week in rugby league, so much for an off-season. It's the silly season. On the Herald website this week, boys, when we had the story about Fatty getting punted from the footy show, at one stage there were 3,500 people reading that story at the one time. So for a show that apparently isn't rating, there's a hell of a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, I just wonder, they used to, the show's always made money, Webby, and I can't say I watched it this year because of the time slot. And it would trail Thursday night footy, and I think it would come on about 10 p.m., which
late.
Is, you know, there's a lot of kids. I know your son.
I haven't watched this late since you were.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that nice?
Well, some bloke apparently is spruiking that I buried it when I was. I've been off it for 3 years.
It was a slow death.
It's had time to recover.
Any show that can last that long on commercial TV is freakish.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you think over the years they had Beck Wilson, Ray Hadley, Vossie was there for a short time. I mean, they've tried so many. It's changed so many times.
The great story that Sterlo and Fatty always tell is when they did their first ever show, you know, because they both got given a crack at it and they finished it and they both looked at each other and said, oh, well, that's it. One show only. Anyway, 20 years later,
yeah.
Good luck to them all. Good luck to them all.
It's going to be revamped, boys. I've got in the paper today about Gary Burns, who basically created the footy show and was also responsible for the Matty John show on Fox. He's coming back in a consultant role to try and help Channel 9's rugby league programs with Thursday night, and particularly this new show on a Monday. So they've got a very wise head in Gary Burns, who we all know is a very, very good operator.
Yeah, TV survivor, isn't he? And full circle in the industry. It's a small industry, really. Brad Fittler, mate, should he be the New South Wales coach?
I definitely think he should be the New South Wales coach. I've got some concern, like a few people who support Brad Fittler, that they haven't made an appointment yet. I know the chairman, George Paponis, is talking about due process, and there's a few others in the mix. But you know, I think Freddie would be very disappointed if he didn't get the gig, given some of the dialogue that he's received in the last couple of weeks. There's certainly, I know they're talking about due process, but I think people are concerned, or Fittler supporters are concerned, that there are some people in the New South Wales Rugby League who don't want him there. He's been very vocal, Freddie, in the last couple of years, as you'd expect, as a Channel 9 expert who's, you know, paid to have an opinion about what's wrong with the Blues, and that may count against him. So I also want to clarify, so there's all this talk in the last couple of days about Joey and Gus being assistant coaches, and I've had a lot of fun talking to Gus this week saying, will you be putting out the witch's hats at training or cleaning off the whiteboard or fetching balls? And I think Gus will have very limited influence, as will Joey. They're all Channel 9 employees. I can't see Tom Malone from Channel 9 letting three of his best talents not be there for Origin. So I think they'll be involved in some capacity, but Freddie's the only one who's got a clause in his contract that allows him to take up these opportunities.
Yeah.
So hopefully he gets the job. I think he'd be perfect. I know everyone thinks he's a bit of a lunatic, but he would re-energise the series in New South Wales.
Yeah, he's not. He does things his way. They call it Freddie's world, but he's a terrific bloke and knows the game.
He's can be a little bit different, but nothing wrong with that.
You know what? That might help. Yeah, just something
they need.
You know,
he's
come a long way, Freddie. Yeah. I think I don't know why they're wasting time up until November 24, honestly. Mm. I'd just like to see them name him straight away and let him get on with the job. Very happy for Garth Brennan, mate. he's now been appointed the Gold Coast Titans coach. He's got a couple of big, well, he's got to win matches to start with. He's got to re-sign Ash Taylor, which is a bonus for him because he's been dealing with him as a bit of a mentor or in a mentoring role for the past 12 months. And then he's got to massage Jared Hayne. But I love the way that Garth Brennan came out and said, nah, not everyone does get treated equally. And we often joke about it. The better you play, the more equal you get treated.
Well, look, you know, firstly, the Titans announced it yesterday, about 3 days after everyone seemed to know that Garth Brennan was going to be the replacement for Neil Henry. You talk about him massaging the ego or the personality of Jared Hayne. He's a former policeman. And talking to people who have been coached by Garth Brennan and who know Garth Brennan, both at Newcastle and then after Wayne Bennett got rid of him and had a clean out at the Knights, and then Penrith snapped him up straight away and he's had a lot of success there. He's the type of bloke who won't take any rubbish from Jared Hayne. So I know that, you know, you've got to treat your superstars maybe a little bit differently to everyone else, but I don't think Jared Hayne will be getting away with some of the stuff that he's got away with Neil Henry. Very highly regarded at Penrith, Garth Brennan. He's been very close to getting a few jobs in the last few years. So he pulled out of a few too because it just wasn't the right fit. And, you know, this is his time. It'll be very interesting to see how he goes. And he's finally got it. Now, the interesting thing, though, is the Titans' ownership, which is going to be decided in the next couple of weeks. The consortium of Rebecca Frizzell and Darryl Kelly, who have been on the board, and, have, you know, they've been the front runners for a while. They may be the, you know, they seem to be the ones that are going to get it. North Sydney Bears, they're obviously pushing. I don't mind the thought of the Bears coming in. The Gold Coast have been a bit of a dead fish for the last 20, 30 years, and maybe that's what they need, a transplanted team like the Bears. But apparently there's a mystery third bidder, the NRL were telling me yesterday. There's a mystery third bidder. So I don't know who that is. TK, you probably got the cash. That could be you.
The last thing I'm putting my cash into is a footy club.
At the Gold Coast.
If you want to make a small fortune, start with a big one and buy a footy club. That's my advice. Webby, good on you, mate.
Oh, very good. Thanks, boys.
Hey, Webby.
Yeah?
Did you get to the Everest, mate?
I did. I loved it. I could not believe. I got turned up half an hour before the first, and you would have thought it was the middle of the meeting because there was that many people there. So
great to see, wasn't it, mate?
Resounding success.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. We thank you. Have a good week.
Thanks, boys.